Ted, let's talk a little bit about your farming operation, where you are, and what you do on your farm.
We farm around 4,000 acres of corn, wheat, soybean, and cotton. And I have a 2,000-acre farm about 5 miles south of the Morganza floodway. We have a little over 1,000 inside the spillway and 1,000 out on that particular farm.
You mentioned you have about 1,000 acres inside the spillway. What did you have planted there, and at what growth stage was it?
Oh, we planted around 840, 50 acres of corn and 200 acres of beans. The corn was tasseling when they opened the floodgates. It was already in the tasseling stage. The beans was, it's a month old, 6 weeks old.
So that puts you in the field, into February, beginning of March?
Right. We planted the corn, the early corn went in toward the latter part of February, and we had one shower that brought us, knocked us out of the field for about a week, week and a half, and we did the second, we finished planting then.
With us this afternoon is Ted Glazer, a Louisiana farmer from Pointe Coupee Parish, which is near the Morganza Spillway. You mentioned this has happened one time before in 1973 where they've had to open the spillway. What is the process for you as a farmer now that they flooded the ground where you are?
That's the part that none of us can put a handle on. You know, this is unknown. We have maybe 12, 15 feet on top of the corn now. And once they shut the gates on the floodway, we don't know how long it's going to take for the water to leave, and then what's going to be left, you know, the type of the debris that's on the ground, our drainage systems, is it going to be all silted up? We have a lot of work ahead of us, but we do not know what it's going to be exactly. Don't know how long before we'll get back in after the gates are closed.
Ted, as you mentioned the debris on there, what is the cleanup process for you guys? I mean, I know you guys went through some damaging times in parts of Louisiana after the hurricane went through, and even from some flooding and whatnot that wasn't this bad. But is it a lot of, how do you fix the ground?
That's going to be a good question. The debris is going to be logs. It's just anything that because the spillway is a lot of woodland in the spillway, a lot of timber. You're going to have a little of everything in there. And I know a lot of the land has been logged recently. You're going to have treetops. It's just a whole bunch. And then how do you prepare the land? You know, the whole elevation may be changed on it. I know some of the land has some of our land is precision level. That land's going to have to probably be starched and what we call it, starch and iron, just going back over it to get it back to back where it was.
With us this afternoon, Ted, as you talk about preparing for next year and getting ready and going back over the ground, what kind of ground is it? I mean, obviously, it's fertile ground that you can produce corn and soybeans off of, but is it a silty land or is it a sandier soil?
It's a mixed type soil. It's some of the richest soil in the United States. It's the lower part of the Delta because all the top soil is from up north. It's coming down. You see, this is not our water that we're dealing with. It may make it, a little more fertile. Who knows? Until it gets off, and just see what it is. The big concern that I have, because is what's in the water. What seeds is being carried? Because there's a lot of Roundup resistant weeds north of us, up to Tennessee and the northern part of Mississippi and all that. All that water's down on us now. Is it going to leave some of this? Is this going to create another problem that we don't know about? Time will tell on that.
I know you're out working in the field today, and I thank you again so much for taking some time to talk with us and tell us a little bit about your experiences. Other than what's going on with the Morganza Spillway, do things look better throughout the rest of your farming operation, growing and plant-wise?
Yeah, if we can get a rain. We need a rain. We're not finished. We still have some beans to plant. We had to stop planting beans due to the fact that it just got too dry. It's some double crop behind behind wheat. But we have some cotton now that cotton, you know, can stand some dry weather. But we have been getting into the mid-90s now with a southeast wind that's blowing 15, 20 miles an hour. And that's just going up y'all way. And when they collide, it's going to come back in the form of a liquid down to us. And y'all going to probably get it again. But on the whole, the farm, we need a rain. We need a rain, a good water, an inch and a half, 2 inch rain would really help the crops, especially the corn that's not that we haven't lost. We have about 200 acres outside the spit. But, yeah, it's tough, and it's starting to put on the ears now. And we need water for field. And that could create another problem of stress at this time of the year, this time of the stage of the crop. I want to mention that word down here is aflatoxin. But that could be a problem.
Ted, our thoughts and our prayers go out to you along with all of the other farmers affected by the flooding from the Morganza Spillway and some of the other weather issues that you guys are struggling. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Ted Glazer, Louisiana farmer from Pointe Coupe Parish, which is very near the Morganza floodway.